This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, it is literally down the wire whether them banning me off of all these big corporate globalist platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. They're even trying to ban people putting positive stuff out about me or commentary. Anything negative gets magnified and pushed. A lot of Judas Iscariots are obviously out there getting on that bandwagon. Fine, gang up. Come on, let's go. I mean, I'm here to tell the truth, period. But we have had so much traffic increase to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but particularly on the video. So we have that video player that I wanted people to be able to embed that's on the front page of Infowars.com on the right-hand side, halfway down. And it turns out thousands of sites have embedded it on their site. So that's great. I wanted it embeddable. It's watch now, breaking live. And I guess to save bandwidth, they did this thing where it isn't a video player playing. But I countermanded that on Thursday. So I'll just, it's great. No problem. Spent about 2 hours this weekend on this on the phone. But the point is that just having that player, and everybody's clicking on it because it's playing with the show in the background. That's why CNN does that. It has cost us $70,000 more a month on top of all the other bandwidth. So we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars total. And that's because we have millions and millions and millions and millions of people a day tuning into the audio streams and the video streams. Millions! And before, it was millions on YouTube, and we could have the YouTube player up there. Now, that's where you get your licks. The audience has gone up. The audience has gone up. But the cost has gone up exponentially. So, again, I did like a 30-second plug during the last hour. I'm not even going to get into all the specials and how great the products are. They really are great. It's like our info is game-changing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need Happy's Mood and Stress, our newest product, 50% off out of the gate. So I want you to see how wonderful it is. Fatigue and stress relief with Mother Nature's ultimate weapons. It's incredible. And you can also go there and get 50% off Supermel Vitality. That is running out. That sale's going to end very soon. Supermel Vitality, cold pressed. It's amazing. It's our last run of it because it's so expensive to get. I just can't even carry it anymore. So it's so proprietary. You read all the thousands of five-star reviews. I haven't changed the special yet, but just like I told you, X2 was going to change. It went about a week extra and go back to regular prices. We're selling out of that. I'm going to sell out of Brainforce Plus, so I've got to go back to regular price until more comes in the middle of December. It's going to sell out now by the beginning of December because I've oversold it at the special. 40% off, folks. That is a great deal. It's an amazing nootropic. Stay alert, stay focused in a healthy way, and fund the InfoWar, a total win-win. Biotricillium is amazing for the mustard seed. It's 40% off. So, again, I want to ask everybody to support InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And just call. Again, we have operators here from 7 in the morning until like 6 at night. But then on the weekends and after that, it's the same answering service I've had for 20 years in Austin, 21 years. And they're great folks, and they can answer all your questions and take your order. But people are always calling, they'll want to ask about Alex Jones this, the New World Order that. It's not our crew, so they can't answer those questions. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also don't forget that you can also share all the links and the articles on the site because that's how we reach more people. And without you, we're dead. I mean, they are betting that you're lazy. They're betting you're stupid. They're betting you can't overpower the AI systems, that you can't hand share this person to person or word of mouth or, on your email or however, or that you don't want to be bullied online on Facebook or Twitter. So you'll shut up. But that's not the case, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're taking action. It's breaking their will. We're winning. America and the world's coming back towards freedom, and that's why they're so scared. a blitz of information straight ahead with the leftist insanity and more, and Trump getting into Blumenthal, what a scumbag he is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. Sound of hooves knock at your door. Time to wield the blade. Now you've got some company. The horsemen are drawing nearer. A lot of men like to play like they're in the fight, not us. We're in the real fight now, and I want to thank all of you that have been in the fight with InfoWars, all our stations, all our affiliates, TV, radio, cable, our listeners, everybody. God bless you. Isn't it good to actually be fighting back and see the tide turning in this arm wrestling match of will? Now, let's get to Trump before the left is flipping out. We have a special guest coming up. Let's get to Trump in the speech he gave last night. We talked about Da-Nang Dick Blumenthal. This video is on InfoWars.com. Post it. Get it out to everyone. This guy is a sickening, lying maggot. And why don't we hit Hillary with her lying about being shot down in a plane or whatever, or Brian Williams is back on TV. These are criminal liars. Lester Holt is a criminal liar that said that I said kill media with guns. Show the damn clip, you lying filth! God, you're a lying sack of crap. You are. I mean, just unbelievable. But they've been given the green light by corporations. Just lie and intimidate Congress and threaten the police. And just we're in a civil war with criminal globalists, folks. But here's Trump knocking it out of the park on Pocahontas and Danoy Ding Dong.
Somebody actually said you're hitting these candidates really hard. Here's a non-candidate, you know. Da-Nang Dick. He's a Da-Nang Dick. That's Blumenthal. He talked about when I was in Da-Nang province in Vietnam, and I was fighting up the hill, and men are going left and right of me. They're dying. They're being struck by bullets. But I went back to their rescue. I went back, and I got them. And then I made a second attempt, and bullets are going left and right and over my shoulders, and they're hitting my men. And I used to think, wow, this guy's a pretty brave guy. And then I found out he's a fraud. He never was in Vietnam. And he stopped campaigning because there was no way he could win. No way. And because it's Connecticut, where I guess only a Democrat, can you believe this? That's why Connecticut's such a mess right now. Only a Democrat wins. You got to see, it's a mess. General Electric just moved out. That doesn't help. But Da-Nang Dick. And then I see him yesterday talking about a man who's number one at Yale, has like this perfect record, the most incredible record. One of the reasons I picked him, he's like a perfect person. And Da-Nang Dick, who said he was a great war hero, and he never saw the country. This wasn't like saying, hey, I was in the army. This is This is a guy that said he was charging up Da Nang. Da Nang province, right? Da Nang province. He's up that hill and he's taking bullets left and right. And he never saw the place. He was in the reserves, though. Remember that. And he said, I demand honesty. This is true. Exact words. I demand honesty, integrity, and I demand that there's no lying going around. And I'm saying, wait a minute, that's the guy that lied about in the history of our country, if you look at it, he lied. And this is one of the people. How bad? And then you have the Feinstein, and you have all the others, and you look at what's going on. You don't want those people in office, folks. You've got to have great republic.
Now, think about how powerful that is. The guy is as bad as Brian Williams. Remember they said he got shot down by an RPG in a helicopter. Then, oh, he was in a helicopter and saw one shot down. Okay. So the first thing I want to go to here now is this piece. And if you're a radio listener, it's powerful. But if you're a TV viewer, it is unbelievable. This is Halloween music's been put to it by one of the crew. Greg did this. And it almost makes it weaker with the Halloween music. And I'm not mad he did it. He's an incredible guy. But it's DemocratMoveOn.org, that's Soros' group, having them chant back like zombies what they're going to say, and they look like zombies. And they're acting like zombies. And then we've got all these other videos of them doing the same stuff outside different groups, and it's like, is this like Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something? So this is real video and real audio of Democrat handlers having them repeat back in a trance. Like they're trained dogs. Here's the video.
Look at us! 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 Look at us!
Come into vote.
Stand and come into vote.
Let's go watch the vote.
Let's go watch the vote.
In offices that we wish to communicate with.
In offices that we wish to communicate with.
Videos we've already aired in the last few days. Everybody's probably seen them. They're on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, but share them because this is who their people are. Where they're, Orrin Hatch just says, you know, hey, okay, whatever. They go, don't you shake your hand. I mean, you saw some of that, but this, and then they start yelling, you're a rapist to Mitch McConnell. People are like, now I'm a rapist too? I'm a rapist. You're a rapist. Wouldn't you like to be a rapist too? Meanwhile, George Soros is a literal Nazi collaborator that rounded up hundreds and hundreds of Jewish families himself. He was the rat they'd send in to say he was going to help the Jews and round them up. And he wants to be shut down off the air because I keep saying that. It's true. He went on 60 Minutes and said it, jerk. It's the next D'Souza's new movie. So now here's a woman, again, attacking an old guy with a pro-life sign. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. But this is the type of stuff that was going on. We'll show part of the guy roundhouse kicking the pro-lifer in the face. Here it is.
Go away!
starts with our computer today. It's computers. You know they are. We put this on InfoWars later. We'll add her hitting him and grabbing the sign away. And I'll just cut the videos at that point. But we've got other videos on InfoWars.com that show them attacking other people. We're going to go to break here in a moment. And I'm going to come back and get into Soros himself and why he's so incredibly dangerous. Now he's financing, trying to take down InfoWars. And will America buckle to this or will America stand against it? We've got a bunch of big specials that are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. We have them. PayPal's gone now. They're trying to take the other payment processors. They're threatening people. You name it's doing it. This is the deep state. It's doxing Congress, harassing everybody, using government phones to call and threaten people like they actually have government power. This is the mafia of the globalists. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, get in there, get all the products today. It helps fund the operation. Get a T-shirt, get some water filtration, air filtrations. Double down in the face of these bullies and let them know you're not backing down. Because funding us is so critical. Plus, these are great products. Whatever you do, spread the live links to the live show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To this live Global Sunday transmission. I'm going to have Lee Stranahan, who's a syndicated columnist and talk show host in his own right, host the last two segments so he can really lay all this out for you. But I think it's important to go back to not just Professor Ford and all of her bizarre contradictions in testimony, but some of the other women as well. And the fact that when people apparently what it looks like, perjure themselves to Congress in sworn statements under penalty of felony perjury, that there really should be an investigation of this. And most law enforcement files that are out there, not just here but across the Western world, show that about half of sex assault claims are fake. That's not just something women do. And this whole victimology culture, it's getting worse and worse. The false flags with the poop swastikas drawn on dorm doors or little, you know, foot-tall burning crosses. Or black churches being attacked, 90%+ of the time, it turns out that it's fake. Jewish sinners being attacked, it's the leftist Jewish guy doing it to blame Trump. We've seen this over and over and over again because you can then demonize and frame your opposition, and the left are a bunch of drama queens. As we showed earlier in the last hour, all the different clips of them telling them how to chant and telling them how to talk, and telling them how to speak, and telling them what to say. If you go to any leftist event, they are followers, and their chants are the same across the nation because they're financed and controlled by the Ford Foundation, the Annenberg CPB Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and now the Communist Chinese more and more are involved funding all major 50 state universities are mainly Chi-Com funded when it comes to leftist activity. So I want to get into George Soros because remember 20 years ago I was talking about George Soros and 10 years ago people thought it was crazy. Now it comes out that almost every major demonstrator, we first broke this on September 6th and put the article up from Infowars.com. On September 6th of this year, we first pointed out that anti-Kavanaugh protesters were George Soros funded, ladies and gentlemen, with the photos, the videos, his lawyers doing it, you name it. So that's where this whole history of this garbage comes from. And that's why we have to be aware of all of this and informed. And understand that there are outside forces coming in and doing this. Now, we've got a boil down that our great intrepid reporter, John Bound, just put together that we're going to roll. And then I'm going to show you some of the aftermath of his funding and of his brainwashing and what it's causing as they push us towards an open civil war.
Republican Senator Susan Collins took the floor. The minions of George Soros' MoveOn.org screamed their misbegotten demands of Collins and her key vote for the nomination of embattled Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
Sergeant.
It's the six objectives they invoked in the preamble to the Constitution. The one that they put first was the formation of a more perfect union. Their vision of a more perfect union does not exist today. And if anything, we appear to be moving farther away from it. It is particularly worrisome that the Supreme Court, the institution that most Americans see as the principal guardian of our shared constitutional heritage, is viewed as part of the problem through a political lens.
Breitbart reported an email sent out from Robert Reich detailed the emergency direct action MoveOn.org was feeding its followers. It reads, escalate pressure on key senators, especially Susan Collins. Hold Republicans accountable. We will not forget their party actions at last week's hearing, their unwavering support for Kavanaugh, and their attempt to discredit Dr. Blasey Ford and others when we head to the ballot box in 5 weeks. Ending GOP control of Congress and electing people who believe survivors. What this direct action ultimately meant was that the protesters were willing to get arrested by protesting in prohibited areas.
Mr. President, it would establish a dangerous precedent and legitimize mob rule, including the presumption of guilt and violation of everything our Constitution and fundamental notions of fairness stand for.
Senator, will suspend until the Sergeant-at-Arms will restore order to the galleries.
And finally, the votes came in.
As a reminder to our guests in the galleries, expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate gallery. Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
While the hordes of hypocrisy shake their fist at President Donald Trump, Democrats have signed on to a mad billionaire, George Soros, and his obsession with disrupting the political process of the people's government.
And we know that what happened yesterday has emboldened the colonizers, it has emboldened the patriarchs, it has emboldened the capitalists, and it has emboldened white supremacy. Yes, this is what we are fighting.
And now America spirals through the chaos as the bases of both parties inch closer to a crucial midterms that has the potential to tear this country apart. John Bound reporting.
For Infowars.com. Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com where the video that you just saw is posted. Under Trump wins, Soros loses. America wins, Soros loses. But if you're a TV viewer, you saw that that crowd of people talking about the white patriarchy was like 99% white. And they all look like mental patients. And there's just hours of this. You can get lost watching the video. There's hours of them beating up old people, getting arrested, you name it. Here's some footage of people jumping around like whack jobs around a guy who has a pro-life sign, an old man, and hitting him and slapping him and knocking the sign out of his hand. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the reality of what's going on. That is the reality of what's unfolding in this country. And there's just hours and hours and hours of this bizarreness going on. We're going to be right back on the other side. I'm going to turn the baton over for two segments to investigative journalist Lee Stranahan so he can go over the major contradictions, not just of Ford, but of some of these other people and the fact that they want to kind of ease back into the woodwork now and not have people go back and look at who they were, who funded them, what was said. No, we need to focus on this and stop this mob rule and bring back innocent until proven guilty. I'm out.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Hey there, everybody. How you doing? This is Lee Stranahan. Thanks so much to Alex Jones and all the crew at InfoWars for having me in here. We're going to do in about a half hour. We're going to be talking about the Kavanaugh nomination, but more importantly, we're going to be talking about the horrible stuff that led up to Kavanaugh being confirmed, the life-destroying thing that brought out one thing very clearly, the absolute evil of the left in this country, and particularly the left as represented by the Democratic Party. Now, I'm going to do this in two parts. In this first section, I want to talk about the political ramifications of this. In the second section, as Alex mentioned, I'm an investigative journalist. So we're going to get deep into the facts. We're going to do a quick deep dive into some of the facts about the people surrounding Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. And I think you're going to find some very, very interesting stuff there. But let's talk about the big picture here. Let's talk about the politics of this for a second. And a lot of people noticed during you probably noticed, right? A lot of people noticed that Lindsey Graham, a guy I'm not generally at all a big fan of. Are you? Are you a big Lindsey Graham fan? That Lindsey Graham, this is woke-based, savage Lindsey Graham 2.0 is what we saw. And I think I know why that is, by the way. What the Democrats did here, a guy like Graham, a guy like Orrin Hatch, who also was pretty on fire here. Look, there's certain rules of the Senate. You know, I moved to Washington, D.C. about 18 months ago to cover this stuff better. And there's rules. But there's also unspoken rules. There's gentlemen's agreements. And the Democrats violated that. Now, if that were the worst part, that would not be, that would be, you know, okay, fine, that happens. But they did it in a way that contradicted their own values. And I'm going to be very clear when I say this. If Lindsey Graham got woke, I got woke again, too. And I want to tell you that story because it's relevant to what's going on, and it's relevant to why I say the Republicans need to be fighting from every day from now until Election Day. And if they don't, they're silly. So let me give you a little of my background, because some of this gets personal, by the way. And this is very personal for me. So I used to be a Democrat. Now, if you wonder why, I can give you two words, George Bush. And if I give you two other words, the Iraq War. So I was out of politics for a long time. Then I saw what George W. Bush was doing with the Iraq War. And I opposed him, opposed to crazy lies from the government that lead to military intervention. So I became a Democrat. And I was actually living in Austin, where it's very easy to be a Democrat. And so then I moved to California, where it's even easier. So I was a Democrat for a while. I ended up doing comedy. I ended up doing reporting at the Huffington Post after I did comedy there. And I reported on stuff like the John Edwards story. And again, I was a Democrat, but I thought he was having an affair. I thought it was obvious. And nobody else on the left was writing about it. So I wrote about it. And I got some pushback from the left. Not complete pushback, but I got a little bit of pushback. I got kicked off Daily Cause. Then a few months later, about a year later, I met Andrew Breitbart. And I interviewed Andrew Breitbart. And Andrew and I, at the time, Andrew was like one of the most, he was like Alex is right now, the most hated guy on the right. Okay? You probably remember this era. 2010, 2011, couldn't get on Fox, couldn't get anywhere. People were upset with him on the Shirley Sherrod story that he was right on, by the way. So I met Andrew Breitbart. And I'm still a Democrat. I'm still writing for Huffington Post. And Andrew and I start working together on a story called the Pigford Black Farmers Scandal story. Now, here's where the evil part comes in. Here's where my personal experience comes in. I lost every single friend I had on the left. And when I was on the left, I was working for organizations like Move On. You see, because when you're on the left, my friend Brandon Darby's talked about this. He's the head of Breitbart, Texas. Now, and he's going to come up. I'm mentioning Brandon for a reason. Did you see that video Alex just showed right before the break? If you didn't, make sure you come back to InfoWars.com and check it out later. He showed a woman speaking at the end of that video segment talking about white supremacy. I can't say it for sure, but I'm as sure as I can be that that was a woman named Lisa Fithian. She is a trainer. I've been following her for a few years. She's a labor organizer trainer who goes around to places like Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter. And sure enough, I predicted it. I have a radio show, Monday through Friday, Radio Sputnik, Fault Lines. I have a radio show. I predicted that she would be there. It's an easy prediction. She's a far-left activist. And my friend Brandon was also a far-left activist at one point until he had a very similar experience. Andrew Breitbart's the guy who introduced Brandon and I. So, okay, so a little bit of pushback, but I'm still a Democrat. Then I start working with Andrew. I lose every friend. Then the Anthony Weiner story breaks. And I talk about something called Everybody Blog About Brett Kimberlin Day. I created that. And Brett Kimberlin's a guy, serial bomber, convicted felon, works closely with Cody Shearer, who is a close Clinton operative. He's called Cody Shearer his like fairy godmother. That's what Brett Kimberlin's called him. Brett Kimberlin is involved in some of these stories that I'm reporting on, and including Occupy Wall Street. And suddenly I get deluged with attacks. Now, these attacks got rough after Andrew Breitbart died. After Andrew Breitbart died, of course, my best friend at the time. I'm talking to the guy every day, right? He's literally my best friend at the time. Boom. Shocking. A month later, the unthinkable happens. My wife's pregnant at the time with twins. And I talk about this in a Periscope yesterday, and I don't like talking about it for reasons you'll see in a sec. My wife's pregnant with twins. Our son Ezra is born. He's fine. You saw him in the video yesterday if you watched that. Our daughter Colette had died the day before. Now, when I say the Democrats are evil, let me point out something. Anybody who's in politics, you're going to get some hits. Okay? People like Alex know it. People like Roger Stone know it all too well. But my experience is that Republicans have a moral basement. They have a line that they do not cross. And certainly, maybe one person will cross it, or two people. But if they cross that line, a lot of people on the right push back. Have you noticed that? Okay. So my wife's pregnant with twins. Our daughter Colette dies the day before. They'd had an MRI. My son was in front. They couldn't see that there was a problem. The cord had wrapped around her neck, and we lost our daughter. We didn't know it until the next day when my wife was giving birth. Horrible situation. You know, again, I can't even... people say they can't imagine it. I can't imagine it either. And I'll just quickly, you know, here's the thing. You have this horrible tragedy, but then you've also got a baby. Ezra was there. And so we didn't even have time to process it. I got attacked by people on the left. And this is what I want you to understand. This is important to me. I want you to understand the depth that these people go to. Every morning I would come down and my wife was crying because a leftist activist associated with Brett Kimberlin was attacking my wife, demanding our daughter's birth certificate and so on. And do you know how many people on the left said, hey, you're attacking somebody whose daughter just died? Like three, almost nobody. And this is when I learned how evil they are. My friend Brandon Darby, he reported people in the who were trying to bomb the RNC. Lisa Fithian is one of the people who led the attack against him, that organizer I mentioned earlier. They had wanted posters up around Austin. People around Austin will remember this. They had wanted posters for Brandon Darby. The Democrats are evil. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about why they're not just evil, but they're a criminal organization. And if the Republicans don't start talking this way, we might lose the midterms. We got more coming up. Thanks again to Alex for having me. You're listening to InfoWars. InfoWars.com. And I can't see the number of certificates. There we go.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey there, everybody. How you doing? We are back. You are watching the Alex Jones Show. I am clearly not Alex Jones, but who is? There can only be one legend. Thanks again for Alex for letting me host. My name is Lee Strand. I'm the former investigative, lead investigative reporter at Breitbart News. I also host a radio show called Fault Lines with Nixon and Stranahan on Radio Sputnik, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Monday through Friday, except tomorrow because it's a federal holiday, so I'm going to sleep in. So in the first segment, I talked about some of the emotional reasons and my personal experience with the left and why I am absolutely energized and think Republicans need to be working. Forget about voting. I mean, you should vote. But that's in November. This is October. And if you think you can just sit back and wait and you're going to vote and that's going to help, guess again, that's not going to work. And here's why I say that. I talked in the first segment about how I used to work for Move On. I've done videos for Move On. I covered on my beat at Breitbart Soros and the stuff Alex was talking about before the show in the last segment. I covered them. That's what I covered. I know as much about Soros as anybody. And what I know is they are absolutely relentless and they are not stopping. This defeat yesterday, they are going to be out there working and doing activism every single day from now until the midterms trying to drum this up. And the Republicans, and I'm talking to you, Chuck Grassley, because Mitch McConnell already showed his, I got to say, Mitch McConnell, did you see the Sunday shows this morning? Mitch McConnell is talking about how Christine Blasey Ford was believable. He's still saying that today. I'm already worried. But the people I'm hoping for are Grassley, Graham, Hatch to some extent, right? But let's just talk about Grassley and Graham. Grassley heads the Judiciary Committee, forgive me. Now, one of the things that's important about this is let's go over some of the facts. I'm going to hit you with some stuff quick. Feel free to come to InfoWars.com later. Go over the segment. If anything I say you haven't heard of before, Google it. You'll see everything I'm saying. Absolutely factual. On second thought, don't use Google. Maybe don't use Google. There's a DuckDuckGo. Maybe Google's not the best company. Okay, so let's get into the facts about Christine Blasey Ford's testimony. And more importantly, about Team Blasey that's emerging. A lot of material here. So, last Tuesday, Chuck Grassley released a letter that included information from an ex-boyfriend of Blasey Ford's saying that she had coached somebody, a woman named Monica McClain, on how to take a polygraph. He said, I dated her for years. Monica McClain's her best friend. And on Tuesday, nobody had heard of Monica McClain. Now, I will tell you something. I had been hearing for days in Washington, D.C., that something was coming related to that polygraph and whether she'd ever coached anybody. So the whispers were already around Washington, D.C. I didn't know the boyfriend's name, and I didn't know Monica McClain's name. But we were already hearing rumors on Sunday or Monday. And my point here is, if I'm hearing it, you can bet Grassley's hearing it. I know the letter is dated October 2nd. I think they had that material beforehand. The reason that I just said that it was whispered around Washington. Now, nobody knows who Monica McClain is, but people start looking her up. And pretty quickly, a number of people find that she's a former FBI agent. She was 24 years at the FBI, including she was just in New York. And that's significant because it gives her a connection to Preet Bharara, who's the U.S. attorney, who a vicious anti-Trump guy. And I'm just going to leave that hanging there. I don't know how much of a connection, but it's a connection. And as a reporter, for reasons I'll explain, I'm going to put a little bookmark there. Now, Monica McClain then came up in a Wall Street Journal story that came out on Thursday. And this is major. Thursday night. By the way, when the story came out about maybe she'd coached somebody with a very detailed account, guess what the mainstream media did? Completely ignored it. Fox broke the story. There was nothing on CNN, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. They treat it like a Republican smear. It's not. It's a credible accusation with a lot of detail, certainly more detail than Christine Blasey Ford's accusation, where obviously she does not know the date. She doesn't know where it happened. There's a lot of details missing. So I thought it was credible. But most importantly, and I want to point this out, this is coming from Chuck Grassley. So in other words, the letter initially came from Grassley. And that's important because it's reason I'm not trying to be optimistic here, but I think Grassley will pursue this. But if he doesn't, it's patriots like you that are going to need to hold him accountable. And we don't do activism on the right, certainly not the way the left does. We don't need to scream, but be prepared to politely call. How about that? Be prepared to make polite phone calls, but let's let it play out. Let's give it a couple of days. And let me explain the other big thing that's going on with Grassley's letter before I talk more about this woman, Monica McClain. The other big thing that's going on is Grassley sent multiple letters to the Katz Law Firm, the law firm representing Christine Blasey Ford. He sent three letters saying, give me the therapist notes, give the Senate the therapist notes from Christine Blasey Ford's therapist, please give us a number of other documents, including the photos or video from the polygraph, right? They have not produced it. Chuck Grassley asked him once. They didn't produce it. Asked him twice. They didn't produce it. Third time, he's getting clearly upset. And then after the day of the nomination yesterday, guess what they announced? Oh, we're not going to pursue charges against Brett Kavanaugh anymore. Well, guess what, Democrats? Might be too late. Might be too late for you to decide to pull out of this one. I am hoping that Chuck Grassley continues to push, because here's the thing. It's not their investigation. It's actually your investigation, right? It's the people's investigation. Grassley is merely our representative. Let's not fool anybody there. He works for us. But it's his investigation. It's not their investigation to decide, well, we don't want to pursue this anymore. You brought up the therapist. You brought up the claim she made. Show the notes, because we know they gave them to the Washington Post. The notes, the therapist notes, were given to the Washington Post. Now, the other thing that's interesting that came out yesterday was a guy named Keith Cogley. If you look it up, you'll find him. He's the first person that Christine Blasey Ford apparently said the name Brett Kavanaugh to that we have a clear record of. And that came in a phone call on June 29th. June 27th, Stevens announces he's retiring. June 29th, they send him an email. And the left is going nuts right now, saying this Keith Cogley letter, well, this proves that the FBI investigation was bad. Well, first off, Keith Cogley, you'll find, he gave an affidavit days ago. But the other thing that's significant is, once again, this is game playing. He had an email exchange with Christine Blasey Ford, and they're saying now, well, she told him in 2016, he testified that she told him in 2016 it was Brett Kavanaugh. Well, that'd be pretty significant if somebody knew in 2016 that she'd said it was Brett Kavanaugh. I missed that testimony. She didn't say that. But he's saying it. Okay, well, let's just take his word. But what happened was, in the same way they gave the Washington Post the therapist notes, but they won't give them to the Senate, this guy Keith Cogley is saying to the Senate, hey, I, you know, why didn't you ask for the email chain? Hey, Keith, why didn't you give it to him? Oh, I know why. Because the USA Today got the email exchange. You can see it in a story that they published. They got the email notes. And guess what? Keith Cogley did not remember the name Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, you can see, quoted in the USA Today article, they literally, in quote marks, say, here's the email exchange, and he says, I remember telling you about an incident, but I don't remember his name. And then she says, Brett Kavanaugh. That is not him remembering that she said that. It's him remembering she said something and literally admitting he doesn't know the name. And it is this reason, and all the other evidence that's piling up, this woman, Monica McLean. The other thing that I want to give you, and this gets into a deep dive, so I'm just going to do it real quick, is look into her attorney, David Laufer. Now, he's very important. He was at the DOJ working with Peter Strzok on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Why would Monica McLean, this friend of Blasey Ford's, pick him? Oh, and by the way, one other thing about Monica McLean. Remember Christine Blasey Ford said there were four people at the party. One of them was a girlfriend of hers named Leland. Then there was, you know, Kavanaugh and Judge and somebody else, according to her story, right? Well, Leland said, I don't remember anything about this, and I never remember being with Brett Kavanaugh either. And guess who called Leland to say, you should change that, but Monica McLean? That's according to the Wall Street Journal in an article Friday. So Democrats are going to keep fighting, and Republicans need to fight with facts. But they need to be relentless between now and the midterms, because it is all at stake in 2020 right now. The Democrats have shown why they're incapable of leading. Once again, thanks again to Alex and to everyone.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.